The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, sticking with sustainability, with shops closed for much of the last year, the whole idea of swapping clothes has taken off, and some businesses are tapping into it, as Liam Garrity has been finding out.
And now on BBC One at 9:30, something to put a smile on your face. It's time for Swap Shop.
So a swap shop is, it kind of does what it says in the tin, but essentially you're swapping clothing. So people bring items of clothing that they're no longer wearing, that they've fallen out of love with, and they swap them for new items of clothing, or, you know, in inverted commas, new.
Taz Kelleher is co-founder of The Useless Project, which aims to tackle the issue of climate change through events and awareness. Before COVID, they were running at least two swap shops a month.
We have a quality control desk at the entrance where we go through all the clothing to make sure there's no rips or tears or stains. Once the item has been given the green tick, the all clear, the attendee goes and actually hangs up their items on the rail. Once we have all attendees in the building, pre-COVID we had about 60 to 100 people. Imagine! 60 to 100 people in a room. And basically, once all the clothing was hung up, we would stand everybody behind a line. We would do a 3-2-1 countdown. At this point, we would see people foaming at the mouth, you know, elbows getting ready. And basically, everybody would run towards the rails and take one item of clothing. Then we'd bring them back to the line, do a 3-2-1 countdown again, and then take a second item of clothing. And that would continue until all the clothing was gone.
You're kind of like Dale Winton in Supermarket Sweep or something.
Yeah.
Ireland sends 63,000 tonnes of textiles to landfill every year. And to try and combat that, some swap shops have gone online. Aisling Byrne is the founder and CEO of New, an app for swapping pre-loved fashion. An idea born out of the physical swap shops Aisling used to run.
I spent quite a lot of time thinking about the idea and maybe not necessarily diving in because I felt I needed to do more or be more qualified before starting something like this. And then eventually when you do just deep dive into it, you just start to realize that the things that are most challenging you never really could have prepared for, and everything else is just a YouTube video away, I think.
They launched the app in January 2020, not knowing what lay ahead.
The nature of a startup is that everything just... you get the rug pulled out from under you kind of every week anyway. The pandemic wasn't, you know, it was just another rug that was pulled from underneath us, and we just had to deal with that and change really quickly. And it was kind of the perfect time to bring swap shops online because there was a pandemic and that was kind of a void that really needed to be filled.
If you're not ready to bring a beloved item of clothing to the swap shop, there's always the option of upcycling. Karen O'Mahony is the owner of Rag Order.
For example, your grandmother's dress, you come to me with that and it's just you love the fabric, but you don't love the dress at all. It's totally dated. What we can do is I can figure out a way of reusing the fabric and turning it into something that you actually would wear.
Karen says the stories and memories our clothes tell are important.
It's so faceless now, the fashion industry. It's all about consumption and it's all about new looks. We've lost that sort of attachment to the history of things. There's just so much to be gained from knowing these things. And it just gives you so much more of an appreciation for the clothes themselves. And therein, you have more of an appreciation for clothes just generally. And you're less likely to have a disposable state of mind.
Back with Taz Kelleher, I wondered if she had a particular item in her wardrobe that told a story.
I have multiple, but my absolute favourite one is I have these pair of purple, lilac purple dungarees, and they were my mom's, and I love them. And I have a picture of my mother pregnant with me in the dungarees, and now I wear the dungarees.
Liam Garrity reporting there.